A recent survey on video games and families busts the myth that video games are an antisocial experience, with many parents now understanding the benefits of games under the right conditions. On the line to discuss the findings of the Toy Story 3 video game report is social researcher Mark McCrindle. G'day, Mark.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Mark, are parents now more likely to play video games with their children, and what's the benefit of doing so?
Yeah, they sure are. You know, Aussie households have always been early adopters of technology, and parents are that way as well. We found that if we're talking about a household where there are 5 to 12-year-olds in the home, 97% of them have a video game console of some form. Now, that includes these days the PC with video games, as well as, you know, the Xboxes and PlayStations. But it also includes some of the portable video games, the DS, and for that matter, even an iPhone with some game apps. So certainly households have the video games, and they're increasingly playing the games and not just leaving them to the kids. We found, for example, in the national research of 1,000 parents that they spend about an hour a week on average playing video games with their children. So again, it's not just an isolating activity. It seems that increasingly video games are being played together and bridging that generation gap between children and parents.
Now, the study also shows that parents are spending about just over 3 hours a week watching TV as opposed to that 1 hour on video games. Would it be more beneficial to spend more time on video games than watching TV with the family?
That's certainly the case. That's what parents are saying. They have come on board and see the benefit of video games. 8 in 10 parents were saying that they saw that playing video games actually had a developmental benefit for their children in terms of developing coordination, in terms of developing the creativity and problem-solving skills, and just adding some educational benefit, as long as we're talking about games that have that sort of content and aren't just the shoot-em-ups sort of games of the past. So parents actually see the benefit of that, and they are, in fact, slightly down on the fact that the biggest single activity is watching TV together, and that's a passive activity. Whereas playing the video games is active and does have a development benefit, and, as we said, a social benefit, because it's something that people can actually play together and interact on.
Now, just talking about educational games, is there still some confusion amongst parents when it comes to knowing which video games are appropriate for kids?
There is. That was one concern in the research. 41% of parents were saying that they sometimes do find it hard to find the right games and to monitor their children's video games. So it is about choosing well. It is about finding games that have a benefit where they can, you know, develop that creativity, where they can make some choices, where they can play together. You know, that's also a game platform where parents will enjoy it as well as the kids. So, you know, it does have to tick a few boxes for the parents to be supportive of it. But when they could tick all of those boxes, the parents definitely were big supporters of the kids playing video games in moderation.
So how can parents then keep video game activities as a social and positive experience at home?
Well, with the young children, it was more likely that they were a social experience. It's as the teens get a bit older that I think parents have to work even harder there and not let the kids be isolated in the room for hours at a time playing a game by themselves. We found in this research that 4 in 5 of the video game experiences in households with young children are played with others, the kids playing each other or the kids and the parents playing. So that was certainly a positive. And it is about parents buying the right games and doing a little bit more research in that regard. I mean, the organization that commissioned this, the Toy Story 3 video game, is a classic example of that, where it's actually got an interactive toy box. So the kids have to go in there and develop the creativity rather than just having everything laid out for them. And I think that's what parents are looking for. We see in schools now that the Nintendo Wii game system is actually being used, sometimes even in PE classes, because movement is required and coordination is part of playing the game, so it does add that benefit. So it's about choosing wisely. It's about making sure that the video games are part of, you know, just a broader diet of activities played together. And I was also encouraged to see that actually the parents are spending 4 times as long playing outdoor activities and sports with the kids than video games. So parents have recognised that it's just part of the activity of the household and a healthy part of it.
So you've kind of touched on this, but the benefits we're talking about, obviously, with the Wii, more physical activity, obviously time with parents as well as socially. But what else can children get from video games?
Well, certainly there are educational benefits. A lot more of these video games are starting to add some benefits where the kids can actually learn something new, where they can travel, where they can develop that creativity, which is important. And people have in the past said, well, you know, get them into books, get them away from screens. But now the screens are actually adding some of that benefit that, that even educational experts have found. And you know, when they're faced with situations and they have to make choices, and it does therefore develop that problem-solving matrix as well. And that, that's another aspect that's important. The point is that the video game manufacturers and developers have seen the benefits. They know that parents are making choices for the children, you know, in terms of looking at this broader scope, and they're providing increasingly games that, that meet those needs.
Now, the Toy Story 3 video game study reports that games consoles can now be found in 97% of Aussie homes, as you mentioned, with Nintendo Wii at the top. So do you feel that many games companies now cater to more of a family experience?
That's for sure. And increasingly, the video game console is sitting in the living room, in the family room, rather than in the bedroom, where therefore everyone can play it. And I think that the fact that the Wii tops out the list now in families with younger children does show that that it is a more family-friendly platform that parents are looking for. Look, the parents are spending the money. The parents are ultimately making the video game console choice, but they are wanting a game console that, that all of the kids can benefit from, and the family as well, and that that gives a wider range of possibilities. We know with some of these newer platforms like the Wii, you look at the accessories that come with it, and certainly from movement to fitness and strength to balance and coordination and eye-hand coordination, it's all being offered with some of these new devices and games, and that's what the parents are going for.
Sounds like fun. More findings from the Toy Story 3 video game report can be found at techdaily.com.au. Mark McCrindle, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.